The rain got here. Oh boy, did it rain overnight. Good morning, Eric Carpenter with you. This is KCVL, KCRK, a very wet Tuesday. And well, that is a sigh of relief for firefighters. If we get enough rain on things, that should give them a good chance to finish off the lines over there at that Oregon fire by Elk. And they took off the evacuation level 3 orders, dropped things down to level 1 in Medical Lake about 3:30 yesterday afternoon. The fire had been headed the opposite direction, so thousands of people in Medical Lake able to return home after a very disruptive weekend and start of the week. Can you just imagine all of a sudden you have to go somewhere and can't go back? You can't go back and see if your home is there or if it was one of the ones that burned. But the Medical Lake City, they've got the power crews got the power back on, the boil water order lifted. Things are going to get back to as close to normal as they can in Medical Lake, but there's going to be a lot of people still struggling with getting their homes back in order. A lot of people lost everything there at Medical Lake, and a lot of homes burned over at the Elk area. Also, we've got a meeting tonight, regular meeting for the Colville City Council that will be at City Hall. You can be there in person or you can watch it online. They will be discussing restructuring the Public Works Department. And that is something that, be interesting to see the direction the council goes. They went to a new way a couple of years ago and didn't work too well. We'll see where they go. Update on the Colville swimming pool status. And the pool, they suffered that drainage and kind of ended the pool season a little early. But they'll be talking about what happened and where they go next on the Colville City Pool at tonight's meeting.
At Automotive Tire Pros, we're more than just a tire shop. We're a complete automotive repair shop. Is your check engine light on, brake noises, or in need of a front-end alignment? Your vehicle setting too low, or would you like a lift or leveling kit? You lose your keys or key fob? We can now program key fobs and cut your keys. We service 134A and 1234YF air conditioning systems, so stop by A Automotive Tire Pros and let them check it out. And don't forget to get those new tires and perhaps a new set of wheels. Come check out the tire specials for the month. Call A Automotive Tire Pros at 509-68 46945 today.
Well, glad the fair didn't start today. The fair gets underway on Thursday, and things are looking good by then. Let's hear a little bit of the daily lineup for the upcoming Northeast Washington Fair. Here's Lori Matlock.
We have our grand opening at 6 on Thursday, where we crown the new Northeast Washington Fair royalty, followed by lots of food and entertainment. Thursday is Boise Day, and the first 1,500 get in free. And on Friday, most of the animal judging takes place. And again, we have lots of food, lots of vendors that we've never had before, lots of craft vendors. We're pretty excited that we're going to be able to fill our grass with vendors for you to look at. And Friday night is a teen dance. And again, Randy Olson will be teaching line dance and swing dance lessons in the pig barn, because the pig barn rocks. And that brings us up to Saturday, which is kind of busy. The fair parade starts at 10 a.m. on Main Street, followed by a quick getaway down to the fairgrounds to watch the Rough Stock Rodeo from noon to 2:30. Rough Stock meaning saddle bronc, bulls, bareback, ranch bronc riding, And those are the items that you're going to see. The ticket that you buy at the gate gets you into anything you want all day. We've got the floating blow-up bubbles in the pool for kids, and we've got a bungee jump for the kids. And at 1:30 is the big tree auction that takes place between the pig barn and the beef barn. And then at 3, the Northeast Washington Fat Stock Sale starts, where all the kids are going to sell their market animals. And that brings us to dinner time. So grab a plate, and you can eat anything from pie and ice cream to barbecue to tacos. We've got different food vendors this year. We're pretty excited. We have some new entertainment in the evening with Kelly Hughes from 7 to 10. So come and enjoy and come on Sunday, where it's the first 1,000 people are in free because Country Chevrolet is a rock star and they're going to get people in the gate. We have the kids games that start at 11 in the arena, and Cobble Toyota has stepped up and they're going to pay all the award prizes for all that. So we've got a full lineup, and we're pretty excited about what's going on down here.
Lori Matlock, we're going to have more on the exhibits this week happening at the fair. Tomorrow we're going to talk about youth livestock. Talking to some people that are entering the fair yesterday, they said they were down there, and a lot more animal people are exhibiting. They are entering their sheep and that in the fair. It should be just a fabulous fair this year. And remember, some of these things you can still enter. So if you want to get entries into the fair, check online the fair book there and get your entry put together and get it turned in.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sondra's for a 7-minute test rest, and we'll change your life forever. Sondra's Furniture, downtown Colville.
Well, coming up on Friday, the Colville Together, they've got an event coming up. Rosemary Shaw gives us more on what's going on there.
Hello, this is Rosemary Shaw from Colville Together, and I just wanted to remind everybody and invite everybody to our next fourth Friday event. We have a big, busy August, and we're excited to see everyone downtown. Our fourth Friday is on August 25th, and we have the Art Walk from 3 to 5 p.m. We'll have vendors at Main and Astor from 4 to 8 p.m. and a free concert from 5 to 8. The music on the 25th will be Country Shuffle, sponsored by Vincent Funds, and we'll also have some fun kids crafts over at the Stevens County Public Library, who has partnered with us for this event. We can't wait to see you all there, and we have an actual fun bonus night on August 31st. Farm Jam is going to be going on, and they want to do a concert uptown and bring some of the people from Farm Jam up to downtown Colville for another event. So on August 31st, we're having a bonus night with all the same features and Devin Wade playing music at 6 p.m. So we hope to see you guys all downtown for Fourth Fridays and our bonus night.
All right, that's coming up on Friday. That'll be right downtown Colville.
Looking for a little comfort in your life? Call the expert, your Carrier dealer. Carrier dealers are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. So call your Carrier dealer first. He has ways of making you very comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts at ABC Heating and Electric in Colville at 411 West 2nd. Or call Deb for an appointment at 684-2018 or go to abc-heating.com.
Well, there is a change coming. Charles Martinet, the original voice of Mario in the Nintendo games since the 1990s, is stepping down. Nintendo of America confirming that Martinet will now serve in the role of Mario Ambassador. He'll be traveling around the world to promote the beloved plumber, signing autographs, performing Nintendo character voices. But the original voice of Mario, not going to be the voice of Mario anymore, Charles Martinet.
Vaughan Brothers Lumber, a leader in the forest products industry, is now offering a free forest health checkup. If you have 10 or more acres of timberland, Vaughan Brothers Lumber can help you determine if your family's forest is healthy and fire resilient. Schedule your free forest evaluation today by calling Vaughan Brothers Lumber at 684-5071. Vaughan Brothers Lumber, adding value to the forest for people, products, and the environment.
Cal Raleigh homered twice and drove in six runs. The Seattle Mariners over the Chicago White Sox 14-2 for their seventh straight victory. They let Julio Rodriguez, he rested yesterday's game. He's had a torrid stretch at the plate. Seattle used a very fast start. They get to 32-13 since July 1st. Castillo pitching seven innings of one-run ball, his third consecutive win, and Seattle really needed him to go long in yesterday's game. They'd used up the bullpen their last game down at Houston. So a great outing there. Raleigh, he upped his homer total to 24 on the year. That was his fifth multi-homer game of the season, the seventh in his career. Seattle rookie Brian Wu starts tonight. Wu making his first big league start since August the 3rd. Seattle is now only two games out of first place behind the leading Texas Rangers, one half game behind Houston. Pre-game this afternoon, 4 o'clock. That'll be on 92.1 KCRK. Today's local weather forecast brought to you by Country Fair. You'll find them at 115 West 2nd in Colville. The new Fiesta dinnerware colors, Jade, it has arrived. Many sizes and colors available. New additions to the Stonewall kitchen items, too. You'll find it at Country Fair, open 10 till 5, Monday through Saturday. Showers continuing today. Maybe some midday thunderstorm activity. We could get as much as a quarter to a half inch possible. So if you are in an area that is still fire scarred, you might be on the lookout for some runoff from those areas. Scattered showers, thunderstorms tonight. Rain continuing on into tomorrow morning. A high tomorrow of 73. We are still anticipating bright sunshine for Thursday. Start of the fair, 82 degrees. Sunny and 87 Friday. 89 sunshine Saturday. 92 and sunny on Sunday. In fact, still sunny and even warmer, 94 by Monday. Looks like the weather is going to cooperate for the fair. Stop by. The new Jade color for Fiesta dinnerware is in at Country Fair, 115 West 2nd, downtown Colville. A very light breeze out of the southwest. The barometer up at 30.05. 64 degrees where we start off this Tuesday morning. It is a wet, rainy Tuesday. Take it easy on the roads. Going to find some slick, oily roads. Haven't had any rain on them for a while. So be careful driving. Make it a great Tuesday. Eric Carpenter with you on KCVL, KCRK. You never know what he's going to say. Here's Uncle Otis.
Now, time for another Otis Advisory.
Maybe Joe's problem is loose skin. Anybody think of that? Loose skin just gets in the way and can puddle around all over the place when you try to sit down to read something. That might explain why Joe didn't notice where it said top secret right up there. Plus, when you have loose skin, you're not paying much attention to begin with, so there is that. Loose skin is serious. It can get caught in things, like a car door, when you're in the garage right next to your box of important papers. And loose skin can get away from you. Hell, it just needs to ramble, and then you can't find it, even with the FBI. And speaking of that, Joey, why do you even have all this stuff sitting around anyway? Why haven't you gone paperless? Hadn't the bank harassed you enough to go paperless? They sure have me. Look, loose skin causes a lot of problems, and maybe why Joey looks so damn worried all the time. He knows loose skin can wiggle around on you underneath, and you don't want it to show through your clothes. Hell, I don't know, but I do know that some guys like Joey are thinking about curb feelers for their neck to help warn them before they get too close to the end of the sidewalk. So we ask Lil Whiskers. Lil Whiskers?
Yeah?
Do you think this would be something you'd hear at one of those misogynist parlors? She said, oh, hell yeah. This is your Uncle Otis. I'll see you at the Peace March.